I just want to end on where this all goes from here, because if it's ensnaring the coalition, does it make it harder for them to push on it, or will they just insist that at some point Annika Wells loses her job? What happens there?
Yeah, the opposition is insisting that Annika Wells stand down while the audit is taking place. I don't think Anthony Albanese wants that to happen. He's made a virtue of the fact that since winning the 2022 election, he hasn't lost any ministers in scandals. So I don't think that's going to happen. Equally, if other shoes drop in this case and Annika Wells is continually under pressure here, something might change. But at the moment, I think the government's going to tough it out. Now, the digging is still going. Like, journalists all around this building are looking at travel expenses and making sure that everything is within the rules. I think it could still go to another level. The cynical people here in Parliament who've been here for a long time say that there's a mutually assured destruction phase in these things where both sides realise that they've got vulnerabilities here and they pull back because they're worried that in attacking their opposite numbers, they themselves get drawn into a big scandal. So that's one thing. Another thing is it could spread more widely. I've seen that before as well, where these stories go all across the parliament and all sides get caught up in it.
They take on a life of their own.
Yeah, they take on like a snowball effect, you know. Yeah. It can really run and run.
And this is meant to be a big week for Labor, as you've said. Is there a danger here that they start to be corroded by this? You know, we saw the Jobs for Mates, Briggs review. Could it start building a dangerous picture for Labor that they're sort of taking the taxpayer for a ride?
I think expenses stories have a real cut-through effect. They work in tabloid newspapers, they work in broadsheets, they work on the radio, they work on breakfast TV. Everyone can understand a dollar sign in front of a story about luxurious travel or MPs living high on the hog. So I think that's more of a risk than something like Jobs for Mates. However, you know, news stories run and run and then they can drop off pretty quickly if something else popped up. But I do think that Labor is a bit vulnerable here. For example, if the audit comes back from the independent watchdog and says that Annika Wells has broken the rules, that will be very difficult for the government. How the Prime Minister would respond to that will be interesting, how Annika Wells would respond. Equally, other people will face scrutiny if that's the case, and it could have a new chapter, even as we're coming to, what, more than a week of this story running.
Tom, thank you so much for taking us through what is still a developing issue.
Thanks a lot, Richard.
That was political editor Tom McElroy. You can find more of Tom's work on theguardian.com, and we've linked his latest piece on the full story page. That's it for today. This episode was produced by Karishma Luthria and Joe Koning. Sound design and mixing by Camilla Hannan. The executive producer of Full Story is Hannah Parks. Don't forget to subscribe or follow Full Story wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also leave a review. I'm Regid Ahmed. See you soon.